You're listening to the audio production of The Final Summit by Andy Andrews, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Prologue. It is amazing, isn't it, how one sound can distinguish itself from another? When the hustle and bustle around us is intrusive and overwhelming, how do our minds separate from the din that solitary ringtone? Or how, on a playground vibrating with the chatter of youngsters, do we manage to quickly distinguish the single voice of our own child? It was with those curious thoughts easing in and out of his mind that Carl Santiago looked up from the security desk. After all, it was almost time to close, which meant that dozens of workers were flooding the lobby, ready to leave for the day. Among them, Carl knew, was Gloria, who would be departing at the end of her shift. Still, he marveled at his ability to pick out the distinct sound of her high heels clicking across the marble floor of the lobby. Carl's desk, it was actually a huge block of granite, was situated near the entrance and had been carved and placed in such a manner as to flow into the koi pond. At least that is how he remembered the architect describing it. Carl had been the first security officer, hired before the structure was even erected. He was part of the security for the foreman's staff during the construction years. And when the work was completed, he walked right into the boss's office and declared himself a part of the place, and in for life. It had been amazing to watch the building climb the Dallas skyline while the media heckled and scoffed at its owner. The old guy was a bit eccentric, Carl admitted to himself. The man did things and said things and lived in a manner that was not entirely ordinary, that was for sure. But Carl liked the owner of the building. Yes, the man was in his 70s now, but his life had produced what Carl called fruit on the tree. Carl had been in his late 20s when it all started. He and his wife had...